my cousin Faith, but there's all this twice removed stuff, isn't there? And it's maybe for the generation before, I'm not too up to speed with, am I once removed or twice removed or completely removed? For the young folk, if you speak about twice removed, they'll think of WhatsApp groups. Like, you was removed once, and then I came back, and then I've been removed again. Just twice removed. So am I accepted as a cousin? I'll ask Faith, Faith, do you accept me as a cousin? Silence means yes when it's ladies, isn't it? So it's a privilege to do this. And if you've never been to one before, there's a 20, 25-minute sermon. Usually when a preacher says that, you're still here 3 hours later. But and then we do the important bit as well, that we dedicate Faith to the Lord. And it's a great privilege, well be, to stand with Nathan and Laura, kenning their journey, to stand with them and pray for baby Faith. We're going to speak on blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10. Got to read for verse 46. If you've kind of got your Bibles, it's okay. Some people bring their phones with them and they've got the Bible app, and so they have to switch on their phones and switch on iPads to get the Bible. So if you haven't got Nina, it's okay, because I'm going to read it as well. The title of this message is When Two Worlds Collide. When two worlds collide. This is a story about two worlds that collide. There was a group of poets, this is how hard I study history. There used to be a group of poets called the Beatles. Have you heard of them? They sung a song, The Long and Winding Road. I guess they were thinking, oh, life's journey, a long and winding road. It's life's journey. There's highways, there's byways, there's peaks and troughs. There's good moments, there's moments we'd rather forget. There's mountaintop experiences, the birth of a new child, new job, birthdays, anniversaries. But there's also disappointments, things that would rather, when they happen, happens to us, health issues, gathering around gravesides, just difficult stuff. And so life can be a long and winding road. Ninos would say that life is smooth. Ninos could stand here and say, well, even since becoming a Christian, life's just one big party. It's so smooth, I can't believe how smooth it is. It's just straight. And all my prayers have been answered in a moment. Even the journey of faith, it's a long, it's a winding road. And Ken and Nathan and Laura have sort of been part of their journey. The journey of faith, the journey of asking questions. They came to the Alpha course, so much questions. But yet two worlds collided. God's world and their world. And our prayer for faith, we ken that life isn't going to go so smooth. We ken that there's challenges ahead of faith. We ken that. That's life. We ken there's got to be high moments and low moments, but we pray that two worlds will collide, faith's world and God's world. And this is what happens in this story in Mark chapter 10. Reading from verse 46. So then they reached Jericho. Jericho was a historical place that something happened through faith. The walls came tumbling down. Maybe sung it in Sunday school before. And as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. If you see me walk about when I'm speaking, it's two reasons, I think. A nervous disposition, and I've got to target my steps. I've got 6,000 steps to get before the end of the day. Please, Isabel. And because I only work one day a week, I've just got to do it. Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. This isn't a parable. Jesus spoke in parables. He spoke about farmers. He spoke about fishermen. He spoke about nature. But this was a real person. Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Bar, he didn't think he was coming here for a deep theological lesson, did you? He maybe thought he was going to come to the happy clappers and get some water doing stuff. Bar means son of. Timaeus would have been his dad's name. Son of Timaeus. Like if I'd been called Jimmy, I would have been Bar Jimmy. Or Jam's Bar. So it would probably been my nickname. Son of Timaeus. It wasn't the only that, but names mean a lot more in the Bible than they did maybe these days. Timaeus meant honor. He was a real person. He was a real son. Timaeus is loon. Son of honor. And yet here he is, a blind beggar. Maybe Timaeus had a dedication service, and I'm sure Timaeus Senior, in naming his bairn, I'm going to call him son of honor. He's got to be an honorable son. He's got to be the best at toddlers. He's got to get high grades in life. He's got to go to school. He's got to go to college. He's got to do wonderful things. An honorable person. He's got to pay his taxes. He's got a good name in the community. Good grades. He's got to drive a fast car. Get a hoose, get the wife of his dreams. And this is all the things we want for kids in our community, kids generation. It's what we want for faith, isn't it? It's a heart. It's a mother's heart. It's a father's heart. It's, I just want the best. But here is Timaeus. A name that means honorable in a dishonorable situation. I wonder for his family is. I wonder for his dad is. I wonder for his parents are. Are that prayers? And we're going to dedicate faith. We're not going to pray, are we? I pray that one day she's going to be a blind beggar. Begging Aberdeen. With a cardboard box. That's not the heart of a parent. But this man, Bartimaeus, son of honor, beneath the title, was a blind beggar. This was in a time that blindness was seen as a curse, that there was no hope. He wasn't going to get a job. A guy couldn't finish shoes in the morning, never mind find a job. My sister-in-law is one of the best eye nurses in the Northeast, and she would struggle with this guy. He was blind, and there was no cure. There wasn't even sunglasses. An incurable condition, no ARIs, no doctors and surgeons that will say, I'll fix your eyes. He's just full of his limitations, even with a name or son of honor. How often it is that we learn to live within our limitations. Because suddenly, even with a name of honor, he's begging at the streets. Isaac broke his arm last Friday. The first 2 days after Vidaki, and Isaac's my youngest child, he's the craziest dean of the crew. He broke his arm. The first 2 days after he got a sling on was a bit of a chaff. I had to tell him, stop using your arm that's broken. If you can, Isaac, you can. He was still doing cartwheels off a table onto a seat with a broken arm. My main concern was, I wonder if he's got to break his other arm as well and get out in a sling. But after a few days, he's learned to live within his limitations. He's learned to live with one arm. And I wonder how he's got to be when the sling comes off and he's finally got two arms again. But how often in life we live within our limitations. And Bartimaeus, he's just living within his limitations. He recognized he was blind. He recognized he was hurt, and he recognized that people thought him. He was just marking the best of it. He was begging the side of a street, just looking for some small change. Even with a name, honorable. And maybe this morning, you've got an honorable name. Like people really like you. You've got a good name in your community. You've got a good name, an honorable name in Tesco's, and people like speaking to you. But maybe inside, there's a heart that's begging for something greater than your presently experiencing. Maybe there's a pain within. Maybe there's a lostness within, and you've learned to deal with it. And we see in society, we work a lot with young people, and how there's just this begging spirit, and they look honorable, and they've got the cool clothes, and they're like me, again, cool, New Balance trainers. But inside, they're crying out and they're begging for affirmation. They're begging for somebody to say that they love him and like him, and they've got the begging cup out because the condition of their heart is they're not fulfilled. And they love taking selfies. And they take a selfie as their makeup, so on their first thing in the morning when they roll out of bed, when they think they look their coolest, and they put it up. But what happens is they start checking the amount of people that's following them. And they get the begging cup up and think, I'm not getting the affirmation. I've got an honorable name, but my begging cup suits. Someday, please like me. Please follow me. And my chum at school, they've got 500 followers. I've only got 20. I'm looking for some affirmation. I'm at the side of the road. Maybe this morning you've got an honorable name, but you're looking for hope. And you put the begging cup out, and just somebody give me some hope. Life's so dramatic, life's so drastic. I've got bad news for the doctor. Somebody give me some hope as the begging cup goes out. You've got an honorable name. Folk think you're great, but you can't sleep at night for worrying and fear. And you're looking for somebody just to give you that message, it's okay, life's worth living. It's okay, things will turn out better. And every bit of it, somebody just puts in a 20p. Every like, every follow, it's not changing your circumstance, but just making you cope within your limitations. Here's blind Bartimaeus. He's just looking to survive. He's been given a raw deal, and he's just playing out the hand he's been dealt, and he's looking for some loose change, small C change. Not a change that will bring complete change to our world. Not something that's going to heal his circumstance. He's just looking to survive. Somebody put a couple of denarius in just to get through. And here he is, a beggar. I wonder if he has to examine your heart, how much you would relate to that just nothing's doing it for you anymore. I mean, Netflix is good for a season, isn't it? A couple of episodes, but it doesn't make you put your head in the pillow and think of happy things at a time. You get caught up in the adventure for a moment, but you can that it's near life's satisfaction. And here's blind Bartimaeus with his cup out, with his coat on. And we'll read on, because it says, when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout. I'm not going to shout because I might disturb faith. Bartimaeus heard, this guy was blind, but he still had lugs. And his lugs were working. See, God will use what you have got to deal with what you really want. He just heard that Jesus of Nazareth, he's got his cup out and he's hearing Jesus of Nazareth is in tune. And you see, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing what Jesus is. I wonder if he heard that he couldn't see. Because a lot of people run about him, and this guy was on the sidelines of life just listening to people journeying in life. He starts to hear about this man called Jesus. I wonder how he felt as he heard Jesus is raising the dead. Say that again. Jesus is raising the dead. That's amazing. He's blind, he can't see a thing. But he's hearing about this Jesus. Jesus turned water into wine. Is this Jesus? Can he do miracles? He starts hearing about hope. He starts hearing about how Jesus multiplied loaf and fishes just because folk were wanting a fish supper. And he cared about him. But he couldn't see, he was just hearing. I wonder how he felt when he says, but Jesus can open deaf eyes. Deaf ears. I wonder if he could do something for me. I wonder how he felt when he heard Jesus did miracles and could set the blind free. How do you think he felt at that moment of hearing? Maybe you are here this morning and you're just hearing things that you've never heard before. You're hearing that there is a hope and his name is Jesus, and we're going to be praying a few of us things, our us truths, our faith's life. Maybe you're hearing for the first time that Jesus is the hope of the nations. That Jesus isn't just the Savior of the world, but he's a Savior of you. Maybe you're hearing for the first time about forgiveness, about hope, about love, about compassion, about we worship Jesus, not in the tomb, but we worship our resurrected Christ. How do you think blind Bartimaeus felt when he'd heard that this Jesus could do something for him that he really wanted? Well, this is what happens. You've got to stop seeking little change, loose change, change with a small C. You've got to stop putting out your begging cup and just looking for affirmation in the wrong places, because he says he heard that Jesus was nearby. He began to shout. The moment the two worlds collide, he started to hear the good news that there was a man and he was moving in miracles, and hope entered him. He began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." You may be looking for some peace and you're hearing that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. You're looking for some hope and you're hearing that he's a hope of the nations. How do you respond to that? Here's blind Bartimaeus, cast off his society, a blind beggar, a hopeless situation. He starts to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Our prayer for faith is that as she grows up in life's winding road, there'll be a moment in our life that shouts out, "Jesus, have mercy on me." Didn't I let moments pass you by? Life's full of moments, isn't it? The moment you met your first love, the moment you texted her or him, the moment they put back a smiley emoji, the moment you got the job that you wanted. It's full of moments. But we have moments, you've got to seize the moment, or it just passes you by. You've got to seize the moment. And here's Jesus passing by. And Bartimaeus has got a choice: remain in his limitations and being blind, or seize the moment. Maybe this morning you've got to seize the moment as Jesus is passing by. As you have came and you have worshipped and you're feeling hope, maybe for the first time and you're hearing truth, Jesus passes by. And fit is your response to that moment. Our prayer is that faith would arise in faith and seize that moment, for two worlds collide. This guy simply had an outside chance, and he used what he had, his ears and his mouth, and just, "Son of David, have mercy on me, Jesus." The crowd's response was this: "Be quiet." Many of the people yelled at him. There's always people trying to pick you down when you're trying to do the right thing, isn't there? Nobody really cared about this guy when he was begging. Nobody really spoke about him or wanted to help him. People maybe spat in his face, made fun of him. But as soon as faith entered him and he cried out, people says, "You just be quiet. Jesus isn't interested in you. You're just a blind beggar." And for dizzy day, again, if it wasn't a dedication, I'd be really shouting at this point. And I'd be hunkies waving and nothing. He only shouted louder. This is a shout whisper: "Son of David, have mercy on me." baby Faith is going to have to hear something about her if she grows up being a Christian. Because there's many voices that will say, Jesus isn't interested in you. Just quiet and doing. It's irrelevant. Church has said its age. This is a post-church age. Our prayer for Faith, as it is for Abdi, is for our young people, is that they'll hear this persevering spirit and they moving. And a shout that comes from within, or even if the crowd says, be quiet, I have heard something that I want. I've heard that he can open blind eyes. I've heard he can set the captives free. I've heard that he can give people a plan and a purpose. I've heard that everlasting life is through him, and a shout comes first, but hey, mercy on me. And here's what happens. Jesus heard him. He stopped and said, tell him to come here. A shout that stops heaven in its tracks. A shout that means that two worlds will collide. I pray that Faith grows up and she carries that Holy Ghost shout. And two worlds collide and Jesus would stop in his midst as he's passing by and say, I need to listen to her. Maybe you're here this morning, you just want to give a shout, I want some peace. It's time to put the begging cup away and start looking in the right place. I'm looking for some hope. And Jesus stopped. And he says to the people that shut her up, was trying to shut him up, go get him. It's amazing what Jesus uses to get people to himself. So they call the blind man, cheer up. This says, come on, he's calling you. Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up and came to Jesus. Not just a mark that all life is gone. I don't need this cup anymore. I don't need this coat. I think he just got a bit excited. Do you need to get a bit excited if you're looking for hope? And the hope giver's passing by and said, I want to meet you. You just get a bit excited if the Prince of Peace is passing by and you're looking for some peace. And he says, come, let's meet. Let's two worlds collide. And so he got a bit excited. And Jesus says this question, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked, my rabbi. The blind man says, he said, I'm not looking for money anymore. I'm not looking for some loose change. I would really like to see. Because he knew that the money in the world wasn't going to change his life. His problem was his eyesight. He said, I just would really like to see because I can't, if I can see, my whole life's going to change. And Jesus says to him, go, for your faith has healed you. Instantly the man could see and he followed Jesus down the road. What a story. Son of honor. But then the position of honor, a begging heart, crying out for mercy, crying out for something of substance, something of worth, something that would give his life meaning, as he was getting was loose change and spat on. Yet Jesus came, the crowd tried to shut him up. But two worlds collided. And there's an amazing picture at the end that says he just followed Jesus. For the two worlds collided and became one. The two paths collided and came one. And you'll all hear opinions about Christianity and Christians. Ninos is perfect. We don't come here every Sunday and say how perfect we are. But we will say our two worlds have collided. We don't just follow a moral code, but we follow Jesus. And he walks with us every step, and sometimes the road is dusty. And sometimes the road is hard. And sometimes there's answered prayers, and you rejoice, and you see the miracle. And sometimes there's graveside moments that you just wish didn't happen. But we are followers of Jesus because we ken his goodness, and two worlds have collided. And we walk with him every step of the way. And he's the one that sticks closer than our brother. And our prayer for Faith is that the two worlds will collide. There'll be a moment in our life through the teaching, through Bible reading, through Sunday school, or maybe at kids' club or youth club, but two worlds will collide. And the picture will simply be that Faith followed Jesus down the road. And forever life throws at her. You wonder if it blind Bartimaeus, son of honor, his honor was restored. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is a perfect redeemer. I wonder the things he's seen after that, the miracles, the wonders, the crucifixion. Was he at the resurrection? But we can in eternity, he's doing the road. He's got the faith that made him well. So we're going to ask that Laura and Nathan, in faith, will come forward. This is a dedication part of the service. And they'll just repeat the words we do after this short statement. And then we'll ask that we just stand and pray. Our life is I had faith. And that's when things might get tricky, when I take the baby. Then I look amazing. And then after this, again, I'm really good looking, but I'll go to the side and you can take as much photos and that as you want. What's she trying to say? I think she's saying, Son of David, have mercy on me. I think that's what she's saying. That's what I really want her to say. Okay, Nathan and Laura, I'll move us to Hawaii. In presenting this child to the Lord, do you promise in dependence on divine grace and in partnership with the church to teach her the truths and duties of the Christian faith and by prayer, teaching, and example to bring her up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord? Great stuff. Okay, I'm just going to ask Abdi to stand. I'll then take faith and pray for the parents. Nathan and Lauren, pray for faith as well. Okay, you're marking my want number four now. This is dangerous. Okay, if you're able and willing, if you could stretch forth your hands towards faith, Nathan and Laura. Jesus, we thank you for Nathan and Laura. We thank you for their journey and how two worlds have collided, how they have met you now, religion, but they've met the risen Savior, Jesus Christ, and help them to be the parents that you want them to be. And Jesus, we pray for this miracle baby, Faith, Sandy, Matthew. Jesus, you would bless her. And she would have a moment in her life who would pray good things for her. God, that she wouldn't be a blind beggar, but she would flourish. She would be a success, God, at her toddlers, at her nursery, at schooling, at academy and university, that she would be blessed with good health, blessed with a good future, blessed with good wisdom. God, that would be good chums round about her that would champion her on to good things. And so we pray the blessing, Almighty God, upon our life. And there'd be a moment in our life, we pray that would happen at a young age, that she would cry out as Bartimaeus cried out, just, I want you, Jesus, in the midst of world's trials and temptations, highways, byways, mountaintop experiences and valleys. That would be a discernment within her, that she would find substance, hope, and love in Jesus Christ, her Lord and Savior. And God, that picture of you just stopping still and asking, fit is it you want? God, that would be her relationship with you. She would see you standing and saying, faith, just ask me, I will give you. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be free. I want you to be saved. And God, that picture at the end, just walking down the road, that would be her experience, that she would walk every day with the Lord Jesus Christ by our side until the day that you return, or God, until the day that we enter in to heavenly places. God, down the road, some way down the road, maybe many years down the road, but she'd be found safe in your hands. Cover her in the blood of Jesus. And I thank you that your eyes are upon our every move. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, you can take your seats. I'm going to ask the worship band to come up. As friends and family, feel free to take photos at this point.